In this episode of Vi Finns podcast, we will be hearing the story of Anthony, and he will be telling us a story of growing up, figuring out who you are, and maybe not coming out completely on your own terms. As we all know, recordings that happens over air from two different continents don't always have the perfect sound, but I really hope that you can look past that and listen to Anthony, because I promise you that his story is worth hearing.
But, where do you want me to start off? There's a whole bunch of places I can start off with.
I would like you to start with just introducing yourself.
Well, then, anybody who's listening to this, howdy. I'm Anthony Groff. Not Anthony Groff. I was about to say my last name, but my name's Anthony. I come from Illinois. Live next to St. Louis, I'll say, just to keep my, area kind of closed. But mostly I kind of grew up here and been raised here my entire life. And I've kind of been just doing my own thing for now, and I've had, a lot of experiences and change in life, definitely with this. Which kind of infected me throughout my entire life and definitely has changed me now. It's a better person, I would say.
Okay. Sounds like a nice area.
In a nice area, I would say it's my here and there ghetto. Depending on where you are, I have a split off neighborhood from the rest. It's basically different kind of little suburbs areas. So, this is more a redneck area. There's another part that's more ghetto. And another part that's really, almost a junkyard, Jeepers. You should see it. There's just old cars sitting in, yards and something else.
Okay, so sounds less nice than I expected it to.
In some, not the best. In my area, it's good. You have nice, clean yards. People who know each other. Mostly just here and there, a lot of redneck stuff with, motorbikes. Motorbikes, four-wheelers, that kind of stuff. Come on, get up here.
So if you were going to tell your own story, where do you think would be a good place to start?
Mostly I would say my upbringing. Mm-hmm. Mostly my earlier life was mostly of a lot of loneliness, but I mostly was not the most social kid, plus kind of coming from a home where they didn't want me going out and they were worried about me way too much. I mostly kind of stayed home most of the time during my earlier 6 years, which then, plus with my dad mostly being really, he was not too strong Catholic, but he is Catholic, being some type of Catholic or Christian.
Okay.
I mostly was kind of ruled under a strict upbringing. So mostly I kind of got used to being alone, and also plus at school I wasn't the most favorable either. Most people don't really like me at school, even now. Definitely after what happened yesterday when I actually came out, which was a story that I'll tell later. But mostly I grew up most of the time playing games, just doing my own thing, mostly not socializing with people. Then sooner or later I came across my one group of friends, which I would sooner or later get to know and get the bond with way better. So without through my entire life, I kind of was mostly alone until I met my friends. They started kind of helping me out and being more friendly to me and kind of getting me to socialize more, which kind of helped me out in the long run. But except for that, mostly nothing much. Just the same stuff. Work here and there throughout the day. Do schooling too. But nothing much. With my story of how I started figuring out my sexuality, it mostly started around the age of, I'd say, 9 to 10.
Uh-huh.
Basically, yeah, I know. Mostly, I noticed that there was a huge factor between me and my one friend. I seemed to have, a better connection with him than most people. I seemed to, have way more of a bit stronger attraction and shit. At first, I just thought it was me liking him more as a friend than anything. Oh, I just think of it as a really good friend. But then slowly feelings started to grow. I just kind of pushed into the back of my mind, thinking it was something else. The reason why this was, since growing up Catholic, my parents tried to raise me straight as possible. Basically the typical, oh, we're not supposed to have a gay kid. That's not supposed to be possible. It's not natural. That's what I agree upon. But most people didn't really kind of like inform me of what's all out there and everything. So I mostly kind of was unknowing of the LGBT and LGBT community and everything else in it. Or Q&A plus, you know. But mostly I never really knew what was all about it. I mostly just knew there was gay and that's it. And like, and that mostly was kind of seen as bad, and just mostly like the person who was gay and had to like decide. Like, it's just like a thing that happens after a time. I kind of found that out. Like, it just happens. But mostly I kind of know, like, but mostly I noticed that I kind of like liked my one friend a little bit too much. And I just kind of like pushed it to the back of my mind and everything. And I just was like, nah, this can't be fucking possible. I'm just a crazy and everything. And I noticed slowly through the years, I slowly started noticing more things about me. Like, at one point, how I even thought how I'd be the date dude here and there, looking at a few people at school, like, who were men, like, a little bit too, like, closely, plus with also women and everything else, women and, men just kept on looking at them and checking them out and everything, and I just never really, like, noticed, and I didn't accept that I liked men as well, so kind of made me struggled with me for a few years. It made me struggle for a few years. Thinking, like, who I really was. Most of my life, I felt like I was off path. Like, I was, half of myself. Like, one part felt true, the other half felt like it was a lie. Like, I felt like if I was missing a piece of myself. Which, mostly, I just kept going through the years, trying to do my best to keep myself afloat, maybe find a date or something like that, while still, like, oppressing everything that I actually truly was.
Get a nice girlfriend. I kept going, forget that anything else is going on.
Mostly I just kept dating girls, and mostly during my younger years I was trying to date girls as much as possible. Mostly during around my older years I mostly kind of ran out of people, and plus I mostly started having like really bad mental problems, which I still even have today, but still they were way worse in my younger years, I would say. But slowly I started pushing on and doing my own thing, and just kind of like slowly figured out, like, around now, which was during last summer, last summer, when I actually figured out and I kind of like noticed what was really going on. So mostly I spent most of my life lying to myself, and mostly during around last summer I noticed all the stuff that I've done throughout my life, and I actually questioned it. Was I actually gay? So which then I thought about it, and I'm like, no, there's no way I can be. I feel like girls and shit, and I'm just like, is there something else? So, yeah, then I started looking through, and at first I picked bi, which seemed like the most likely option, because it seems like, at first it took me a bit to actually come to the conclusion that I was. Multiple times of figuring out that I was attracted towards the dudes, I was even attracted toward Brian, and I mean my friend Brian, and I literally was like, oh shit, I am actually. It took me that, plus a few other, like, me thinking, different, like, videos talking about it, and it took me, like, a while to even figure out who I was. So I knew way earlier, I could have probably figured myself out, like, when I was around 9 or even 11 at least. But mostly, it seemed like my friends knew the most out of all of them. It seemed like everybody else knew except for me. Like, I'm just, like, the one blind here. Everybody else is like, oh, he's definitely queer.
We knew this. Come on.
Yeah, that's how it was. I mostly had, like, a way more stronger mindset and also had some feminine tones in me, which mostly kind of alluded towards it. Which made mostly me kind of, like, wonder, was I actually just like this the entire time? And I just kind of just pressed most of the mostly going for dudes as possible. Mostly because of the lack of representation in life, it made it way more difficult, because I mostly grew up with stuff like Indiana Jones and on stuff like Adventure Time and stuff like that. Like, and Eddie, you know? Like the super old cartoons.
Yeah. They're not the best at representing the different spectrum of sexuality.
Yeah, and that was until I seen Steven Universe. That kind of helped me out a bit, too. I was, like, one of the ones who, like, started watching it. I just started binging the show when it first came out, because I thought it looked pretty
neat. Steven Universe was your wake-up call, huh?
Yeah, tiny bit. Like, I felt like a little bit way more happier when I watched it.
Oh.
Like, than the other shows, it gave me, like, a little bit more extra joy for some reason. Which was basically just me being like, oh, this actually feels way more natural. This actually way more fun to beat, you know? Yeah.
I mean, questioning who you are for years and years and years, and then suddenly getting a, ooh, maybe this is it. Seems like a pretty good experience.
Yeah, but mostly, how it mostly started, can I go and like some, and eh, no, I'm probably not. But basically, I first kind of like thought about it, and I kind of tested it out a bit. I didn't go for a dude first thing. I mostly kind of like went for the next best option. You can probably guess video, you know? Yeah. So mostly after that, I mostly kind of thought about it. I thought what I really like actually being with a dude and everything. And I'm like, I thought about it. It's like, and I thought, like, I'm like, there's no really difference. It might act different. I mostly, I know dudes like the back of my hand since I've been around like four boys my entire life. So it was like no problem with that. So yeah, I thought about it. And I really came to the conclusion that I was like some type of like bisexual. And I'm like, you want to know what? Fuck it. I'm going to come out to my cousin. Because the last thing I wanted to do was come out to my parents. Definitely my dad. I was worried about him. He's mostly, he mostly grew up being a man's man. Anything pussy behavior at all, he did not like. Like, if he whined about having a headache, he would get pissed. If he didn't want to do work, he was angry. He'd like, yeah. So mostly with this, I was worried how he would react. So I was like, okay, nope, I'm not doing that. I'm doing a more safer option and going with my bros and homies. So which then, I told my cousin, which he was the first, which was the first person I told. Funny side tangent: how mostly my friends knew. The day beforehand, my friend Brian, Lucas, and Rhett got together, and they were like talking. And at one point, they were talking about how, oh, Anthony's gay, but he doesn't want to admit it, which is my name, but just making sure that's clear. But. So next thing you know, they were talking about that the day beforehand, and when I told him this, he actually kind of got, it was like ironic, because it was like the day beforehand, they were talking about this, and it's just like, oh, you never admit it? Well, I just did the next day. Which then afterwards, he kind of like laughed a bit. I was a little bit confused at first, how he finally figured it was, and then he just starts laughing. I'm like, the fuck? And he's like, he like laughed, and then he started coughing, and then he was like, no, it's cool, and everything. I'm just going to take a swig of tea really quick. But after that, I mostly came up, but mostly came up to my cousin, which then he told my friends, which then I'd slowly told afterwards, which turned out really good. They respected me. They still cared for me who I was. Yeah, and they still kind of like were cool for me.
I'm happy to hear that.
But they always knew there was somebody that I liked. During the time, like it was in my earlier years, I liked Bryant, my one friend. But mostly kind of switched to my one friend, Lucas. He was basically tan. Not tan. He was really, really white, blonde-haired dude. And he was really strong and stuff and really nice. And I really liked him. But mostly, next thing you know, I kind of got rejected from him. I'm like, all right, then, cool. And I just kind of vibed down, trying to do my thing. I kind of dated a few people online in between him. But those mostly didn't turn out well, you know, typically. Yeah. But then, mostly, one day, next thing you know, my friend Brian basically come out. They like really likes me and that type of stuff. I'm like, wait, what? Just think about it. At first, he told me during when I came out to him, and basically Trinity, and which was also my friend's sister, which we're all cool with. But next thing you know, when I came out to him, he was like, yo, I don't want you liking me, or I'm gonna like tip out as friends, bro. Like, and I was like, cool. So then next thing you know, hearing this, and also beforehand, I did hear that he did tell me he was bi at one point, but then he said he was straight again, so I trusted him on what he said, and I tried to make him feel as comfortable as possible around me, so I don't try to diss on anybody. But, so after he told me this, I was like, alright then, you want to date and everything? And then, yeah, we dated, had a few interactions, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then mostly I actually said some stuff and broke up the relationship. But it was actually my first time. And during my first time actually trying out a dude, it really like opened my eyes. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is like really good. I've literally been missing out. Like, I've been missing out on this my entire life.
This is the stuff.
It's just kind of like a moment where everything just go like fits in the place, you know? But mostly after I was done doing that, after I was done doing that, I mostly kind of like just did my own thing, but mostly there were a lot of signs of my younger years, and now I just kind of slowly started accepting finally accept myself for who I am. Which then, recently, I did accidentally come out to my school in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the reason why I didn't want to come out in general to my school was because most of the kids there were ghetto, homophobic, African-American people.
Oh.
No, like, they're all ghetto thug, like, oh, these, you know, like, saying the F-word and everything, not, like, cussing-wise, but, like, slur-wise.
Yeah.
Saying the F-word and saying it every single day of their lives, like, it's no tomorrow. Like, it's like, no matter what, it's always one word, you always hear it one time a day, no matter what.
Yeah.
In almost every class, and it's something else. And the teachers would probably get on top of me just for being the only white kid in a whole black school for saying the N-word. I wonder what's the difference between the N-word and the F-word. Except for maybe like a sexual difference. That's the only thing I see in that.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I was really worried about how that would go down because most of the time I've been bullied and hanged at school. I'm a big dude, but mostly I'm really respectful in here and there.
Yeah.
I'd want to go to fighting because here and there my parents would whoop my ass if I actually did shit like that. But mostly I actually came out to school was yesterday when I was full on chilling my bros. I have a suit of knight armor that I own, and we decided to get my cousin dressed up, and then we decided to go walk around the neighborhood. One of my LGBT friends named Jada,
yeah,
she texted me and everything. She was like, yo, you want to jump on Minecraft? And I'm like, nah, I'm chill with my bros. We're on a crusade right now. And she's like, crusade? Crusade basically was like a medieval
kind
of pillage. But basically after that, I said she was like, what's a crusade? And then I sent a picture of video of my cousin walking down the street in the full-on suit, and she was like, awesome. And then next thing you know, I stuffed my phone in my pocket, which I accidentally left Snap open. And since it was warm, I was wearing jeans, and I was walking around, my phone started just dialing things in my pocket, which then, sooner or later, somehow, magically hit the one dude from my school that I originally liked. I liked this dude beforehand until he started saying, like, like the F word and everything, and started being a dickhead towards me, which then I was just like, nah, you don't know, you can go fuck yourself, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Which then I just kind of went on and did my own thing, but beforehand I really liked this dude, but yeah, now we're just like kind of cool. Like, I'm like, you can do your own thing, I just don't want to, you reel it back a tiny bit here and there around me.
Yeah.
But mostly during the time, it somehow tapped, like, during the time when it was in my pocket, it tapped on him, then it tapped onto, like, something that made a bit emoji pop up. That was the cutie bit emoji. Like, it's like, you know, Snap, you can make your bit, you have a bit emoji.
Yeah.
You can put on, you can have on Snap, and then you can make a little, like, cute thing with your person that you made.
Uh-huh.
Which somehow this magically put down the cutie emoji with it, which is my person with a heart candy, and it says cutie on it, which then he said, what the, like, he typed that down the bottom, like, what the fuck. And I'm like, and he took a picture of it, and if you don't know, there's like an entire group chat that goes to my entire school, so I'm like, okay, I know what's probably gonna happen. He probably already took a picture and sent it to the group chat, and I'm like, you know what, if I want to go down, I'm gonna go down my way. And I was just like, yo, I apologize at first, but then I'm like, you know what, fuck it. And I just said, yo, I have like a whole ass date. I have like a boyfriend G. G, like gangster, like how mostly people go like G, like homie as well.
Yeah.
So mostly I was like that, and he's like, the fuck? And I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna touch that because I don't think he's getting what I'm trying to say. But I'm probably gonna wonder how it's gonna be when I get back to school. Mostly it's just something else at that school.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what else? Anything you want to ask?
Did you say you came out yesterday?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Was that incident was yesterday?
Yeah, that incident was yesterday.
Have you gotten a response in any way? Like, have you gotten negative or positive feedback?
Not so far, but I'm probably guessing yes, I will probably, because everybody says it's really homophobic, and I'm hoping when I switch to the other school that's nearby, I can be able to actually be myself, because I heard there's a decently good amount of LGBT people there.
So you're hoping to kind of transfer schools so that you can be...
Yeah, be myself for once. Like, my mom said it's a little bit ghetto, but mostly for my one friend who does go there. It's mostly cool, he says.
Yeah.
But, mostly the whole incident happened yesterday. Nothing much except for the fuck was typed back after I said about my boyfriend, but, yeah.
Yeah. I really hope that works out for you.
Yeah, I hope it does as well. But mostly, I really want to see that if we can, like, sooner or later in the future, make this where LGBT is nothing much than just, like, a phase in life. Like, not by phase, by, like, the bad way. I mean, like, a phase, like, where we teach people about it, and it's, like, cool and everything, and everyone can be respected and loved upon, not just because of, like, what they are, it's because of, like, who they are as a person, you know?
Yeah. I get you. It shouldn't be a bad thing. It shouldn't be a thing at all. It should just be, yo, this is who I am.
Yeah, because my parents seem to have played it on my entire life that it was bad, like saying that this dude's gay, blah 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 blah, or like stop doing a fact move or something like that, which then mostly kinda culminated in me kinda not like doing that, and then plus me slowly finding out that I was pan, which mostly made me more confused and made me felt like I was in the wrong path and everything.
Yeah.
But mostly I did sooner or later after I came out to my friend group and everything, I did come out to my mom, and then slowly my mom had to tell my dad because I was too worried about it.
Yeah.
I was literally worried about having a heart attack on the spot. Even when they left out of state and my mom was going to tell them, I still had a fucking panic attack. Like, not my panic attack, I mean, like, I was just really fucking scared. Like, I mean, I was pissing, I was sweating, I was just dropping bullets off my fucking face, just how much I was sweating. But, yeah.
Okay, no heart attacks anywhere.
Yeah. The only thing that really, kind of, like, was bad from that was mostly during one time we were driving down the highway, and I was telling my dad I was thankful that he like was cool fit and everything. He was like, I don't know can't remember exactly what we all said, but during one bit I remember him saying, I don't want you fucking around with dudes, like literally like that. And I'm like, that's the whole fucking point. Fuck around dudes, girls, fuck everything. That's my freaking job.
Dad, sorry to break it to you, but this is what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but mostly he's cool with it now. He doesn't mind. Like, after he found out that I, like, did it with a dude and also a girl, and he's like, oh, well, shit, that's cool with it now. Like, he was fine with it. Like, it was actually pretty surprising how he took it. Like, I'm like, wow, this is actually pretty good.
Look at that.
Like, at first he went that to, like, now just kind of, like, cool with it and, like, cool with talking about, like, that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for letting me hear your story. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you. And sorry if I did mumble and stumble and...
It's all right. It's a personal thing to tell. I understand.
Yeah, but mostly throughout my entire life, I don't understand. I just mostly being shown that hetero is supposed to be the way and being told, just being not like, knowing of what's actually out there, it really can fuck with you. Definitely, like with me.
Yeah.
And being told that that's just wrong. It's only have to be like chosen by a person when it just happens. Because love is love. It just happens.
So we all thank Steven Universe.
For real.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's a great show.
Steven, you, like, yeah, it is a pretty good show. Also, Future's just depressing now.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good day, and I'll hear from you.
All right. Hope you have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Anthony, for telling your story in such great detail, and thank you for listening. This is episode 6 of this podcast, and I'm really happy with what it has turned out to, so stay tuned for another week, and hopefully the episodes will keep on coming.